Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Trumas Daf Dalid, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud. And the Vilna source of daf, it's on Beis Amud Aleph, about halfway through the Amud, with the word V'Hashoita. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. So we quote the Mishnah V'Hashoita, and now we define what a shaita is. Simani shaita. What are the simanim that a person is a shaita? He's not 100% in control of his faculties. Hayotze Belayla, someone who goes out at night. V'Halomim Beis Akvaris, someone who sleeps in the cemetery. V'Mkareas Ksusai, someone who tears his clothing. V'Ma'abed Mashenaisenloi, and someone who loses that which is given to him. Now Rav Huna clarifies, Vushehe Kulam Bai, this is only if he exhibits all of these behaviors together. Deloy Kain, if not so, Ani Omer, I'll say, Hayotze Belayla, if he goes out at night alone, Kanitruchos, he's very preoccupied with something important, so he walked out to get some fresh air and clear his mind. And Olam Beis HaKvaris, if he sleeps in the Beis HaKvaris, Matyo L'Shedim, he's trying to connect to Shedim that are there. Not that this is exactly a wise practice, but it doesn't make him a Shaita, and Hamakareas Ksusai, someone tears his clothing, Kulikos. It could just be that he's one of these absent-minded people that doesn't really care about these things. And Vama'ab and Mashanoisanloi, someone who loses that which is given to him, Kudaikos, he also could be one of these absent-minded people that doesn't really pay attention to things, and that's why he's losing these things, but not that he's a Shaita. Now Rabbi Yechon says, Afilu achas mehen, even if he exhibits only one of these behaviors, he's a shaita. Now Rav Bon clarifies, Mestaber ma d'amar Rabbi Yechonon, Afilu achas mehen, it's logical to explain that when Rabbi Yechon says even one of these things, that's only referring to the following, Bilvad b'ma'abed mashanoisenloi, that's only in regards to losing things that are given to him. Because Afilu shaita shebeshaitim, even the craziest of crazy people, meaning even the most absent-minded person, ain ma'abed mashanoisenloi, he doesn't lose that what's given to him, and therefore if a person does lose the things that he has, he must be a shaita in the halachic sense. Now the proper girsa is to take out the following word, kudikos, and the Gemara continues, kurdaikos, ein boy achas mikol elu. If a person is exhibiting kurdaikos, he's not one of these things, meaning he's not considered a shaita. And ma'u kurdaikos, what is this kurdaikos? Amar b'yaisi, hamim, it's hamim. What is hamim? It's some form of mental imbalance. Could be he's totally confused and confounded by a number of different things, and his mind is not settled. And even though maybe he's acting like a shaita, it does not make him a shaita. Now Maseches Gittin, the seventh parak is actually titled, Misha achzu kurdaikos, and the Gemara over there explains that there's some sort of shade that grabs a hold of him and exhibits temporary insanity because of this. Now we have a story about this. Also over the Kumi Rabbi Yaisi, there was a story in front of Rabbi Yaisi, Bechad Tarsai, with a certain weaver, Davin Yovin Le, Simuk Gai Achum, that they would give him a red thread among a whole bunch of black threads, Vuhulai, and he just continued weaving without noticing, and Achum Gai Simuk Vuhulai, they also gave him a black thread with a bunch of red threads, and he continued doing his work. And Amar, Rabbi Yaisi commented, Du hi kordaikos shamar chachamim, this is the kordaikos of the chum we're talking about. Now talking about Gittin, pa'am shaita, pa'am chalom. Let's say a person exhibits this behavior. Sometimes he's a shaita, and sometimes he's chalom, which means he's settled, he's regular. Is he allowed to give a get? So proper gear says to skip the next five words, hareyo kibikeh chal davar, and the answer to the question is, b'shashu shaita, hareyo kishaita chal davarav. At the time that he's exhibiting behavior of a shaita, so he's like a shaita for everything, and he cannot give a get or instruct a get to be given to his wife, u'b'shashu chalom, but when he's settled, hareyo kibikeh chal davar, so he's considered to be 100% regular. And also of the Kumi Shmuel, there was a story that came to Shmuel. Omar, he said, Kadu chalom yitain get. When he's healthy, we can give a get. And this is specifically referring to a situation where a fellow, when he was regular, said, write and give a get to my wife, and then he started exhibiting this shaita behavior. So now the Gemara asks, Shmuel Reb Shimon Lakish, does that mean the Shmuel's like Reish Lakish? Reb Shimon Lakish Omar, L'chsheish tafe. Reb Shimon Lakish said that the get can be given when he gets settled. So it seems to be that Shmuel and Reish Lakish are saying the same thing. However, the Gemara Dalad Omer Bezantap says it's not so. Ruba the Shmuel mid Reb Shimon Lakish. Shmuel is actually saying greater than Reish Lakish. To who Omar, Kadu chalim yitain get, because he holds that when he's settled, we're allowed to give a get. In other words, Reish Lakish holds that the get may be given only once the person recovers completely from his kordaikos, whereas Shmuel holds that as long as he's currently in a stable period, even though he still occasionally suffers bouts of this kordaikos, the get is still allowed to be given. Now the Gemara just explains what exactly his lashon of chalim is, and we quote a pasuk, v'tachlimeni v'achyeini, and may you stabilize me and give me life. So we see that chalim is a lashon of being stable. And we can explain the Mishnah about katon. We said that a katon is not allowed to take off truma. Now the Gemara says, man tani katon delike Rav Yuda. The one who teaches that a katan is not to separate truma is not like Rav Yuda. The Tanya, we have a brisa that says, katan shenicha av b'mukshe, if a katan's father left him in a mukshe, which is a patch of gourd and squash, via tayrim, and the katan's taking off truma, va'av b'mechal yadoi, and the father sells the rest of the produce, truma sa truma, this is valid truma. So you see, the according to Rav Yuda, if a katan separates truma, it is valid. However, the Gemara tells us, and this is the proper girsa, amru lai, they told him, meaning Chum told Rav Yuda, lai hu she tayrim, it's not because he took off truma, that's not the reason why the truma is valid. Ella aviv hu she'im al yadai. It's just because the father confirmed that which he did. Since the father came and sold the produce that the katan had taken truma off of, that means that the father was happy with the truma, so it's like the father himself was taking off truma. Now, based off of this, the Gemara asks, ba aviv im al yadai, lima freya nasa else's truma, amikanu laba. When the father came and confirmed what the son did by selling the produce, do we say that retroactively, when that son took off truma, it's considered truma already then? Or it's only considered truma now when the father confirms it by selling it. So Rav Shimi says, Nishmim and Adal, let's learn from the following. The Brisa tells us, Harei Shabbat Baal Bais Mitzayu Emen B'Sech Shalai. A Baal Bais comes into his field and he finds his friend or fellow standing there taking off truma of his produce. And Omerloi, the Baal Bais told him, L'kait L'cham and Ayafim Ma'elu, you should have taken off from the better produce. So then it depends, Im Hayu Yafim, if there really was actually better produce in the field, and in Chayish B'Shem Gezel. Wouldn't have to be Chayishesh that the fellow who's in the field taking off truma was stealing, because clearly the Baal Bais is happy with what he did, and he actually wanted better stuff to be taken off for Truma. V'imlav, however, if there wasn't better produce here, then Chayish Mishum Gazel, we have to be Chayishish of Gazel. In other words, this is not considered valid Truma. And that's because we understand the Baal Bais is saying this sarcastically. He's basically telling this fellow, it's good that I didn't have better produce, because you probably would have taken from that. You're trying to take my produce, and I'm not masking to what you're doing. Now the Bais continues, Hayam and Alpha on top. V'imhayo loiket v'naisen loi, if the Baal Bais himself started picking and adding on to the Truma, so benkachu benkach, either which way, whether or not there's better produce, we don't have to be chayish because of gezel, because the Baal Bais is showing with his actions that he's happy with what this fellow did by taking off truma. So now that we know this bris, we have an answer. Islachal meimer l'mafreya nasas truma? Are we able to say that retroactively what this fellow did is considered truma? Loi, obviously not. Mikanu laba. It's only considered truma from now on. When this fellow went into the Baal Bais' field without permission and took off truma, it couldn't possibly be considered truma then, because the Baal Bais didn't know about it. It's only considered truma once the Baal Bais expresses that he's happy with the truma. Vavacha, so to over here, when we're talking about the katan, mikanu laba nasas truma, it's only considered truma from now on, meaning from when his father comes and starts selling the rest of the produce, that shows that the father's happy with the truma, so it's only considered truma then, and not retroactively from when the son took it off. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.